We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And so I contacted Senator Dave Argel's office today, and as usual, he's happily willing to join us. Senator, thanks for taking time out of your day and being with us today.
Sure. Greetings from Tamaqua.
Aha. All right. Now, the big question, I just read two stories about Wilkes-Barre area, Lake Lehman. They approved their budgets. Property taxes are going up. What the heck is the status of your bill, sir?
We are still a couple of votes short in the House and the Senate. We're looking for ways to tweak it to get us the votes that we need. I'm disappointed that we'd had a number of meetings with the governor. No matter what we did, we just haven't been able to come to terms. And so I guess, you know, the bottom line is we're still short. He hasn't brought us one vote out of 253 in the House and the Senate. And you know how this works. You need 102 in the House and 26 in the Senate and a governor who will sign it. And we're just not there yet.
Senator, when we talked to weeks and weeks and weeks ago, we talked to Mario Scavello from Monroe County. He had an alternative bill. And he hinted to us that a lot of people that were on board jumped off the wagon here because of intense pressure from the School Board Association. So how far away are we?
We're definitely a couple of votes in the Senate yet, more so in the House. It's a regional issue. You know, there are certain areas, certainly in the area where I'm from Schuylkill and Berks County, I think every single representative, every single senator has committed to the bill. Certainly in the Poconos, where Mario represents, and I've seen the terrible tax bills there that people have to pay. It's very strong. But then you travel a few miles away, and the representative and the senator tells me, you know, no one ever complains to them. And so it's that's part of the challenge, is just trying to find one bill that fits the needs for all of Pennsylvania.
Now, for people, and when I came on at 3 o'clock, I told people, we're going to talk to Senator Argel, so go tell everybody to listen. For the people who may not know, can you kind of give us a quick summary of what your bill is?
Yeah, we've tried over the years to tweak the property tax, to reform the property tax. They all failed. And so finally, people came to the conclusion, said, look, you know, kill it. Put a stake through the heart of the school district property tax so that it can never, ever come back again. And so there you're talking $12, $13, $14 billion. The only way you're going to replace that kind of money is by expanding the sales tax and increasing the income tax. We came so close last session. The vote was 24-24 in the Senate. Broke my heart. First time we'd ever been able to bring it to the floor. The lieutenant governor ruled against us. And so the way I explained it to the governor is this. You know, think about it. When was the last time the taxpayer groups came to their elected officials and said, please increase my sales tax. Please increase my income tax. That tells you how much they hate this archaic school district property tax. Maybe that was the best idea that people could come up with back in the 1830s, but there just has to be a better way to fund our public schools than, when did you build your house? How many acres do you live on? Did you fix the hole in your roof? I mean, that's just nuts.
Dave, you kind of said when you began to explain what's going on, you said you're trying to tweak the bill. What are people asking for as far as a tweak?
The one thing that the voters did last November was change the Constitution. That gave us a whole new list of options. Senator Baker has pointed out to me several times that in her district, some of her school districts are very dependent upon people paying taxes on vacation homes, and they didn't want to change that. Because of the change in the Constitution last November, we can now eliminate school district property taxes only for homes and farms, not for vacation homes, not for Walmart, just homeowners and farmsteads. That cuts the price tag in half. That means we don't need to put the sales tax on a lot of new items. It means we don't have to raise the income tax enough. And so we were hopeful that that would get us the votes in the House and the Senate that we would need to get this damn thing to the governor finally. The bad news is we're still short.
Now, we've also heard, you know, hints from different people that there's resistance by the leadership to kind of move this forward. Are you seeing that?
Yes and no. Some of the leaders hear from their constituents, just as I do, that this is an incredibly important issue. Others tell me that, you know, they don't hear this issue come up when they're, you know, at a baseball game or sitting in their office. And so it's district by district. You know, Pennsylvania, you cross the mountain and everything changes.
Yeah. I have a couple of final questions. Number one, what do you want people to do to help you get this bill to move forward?
Please contact your state representative, contact your state senator, contact the governor. Tell them that you really want to see school district property taxes eliminated. That's the most important part. And they need to contact their local representative. You know, you can write letters to the senator from Erie, and he's a nice guy. But, you know, he represents the people of Erie, not the people of Scranton and Wilkes-Barre and northern Schuylkill County. And so they really need to contact their local representative, their senator, and Governor Wolf.
Last question. We've been talking to you about this for a long time. You've been right there in the trenches. I hope you're not losing heart in this battle.
No, it's the toughest thing I've ever worked on, but I've told a lot of people, at the risk of offending my mother who taught business English years ago, I ain't giving up.
Well, thank you, and thanks for taking time out of your busy day. Thanks a lot, Senator.
Okay, see you now.
All right, bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.